Well, of course, a whole lot of other albums, but as well as that, I sort of had some interesting experiments along the way too. I think probably my management were very clever in that they realised that there are a lot of things that I could do that didn't have too much to do with writing a new album and a new set of songs and so on. So from quite an early point on, I started doing kind of extracurricular projects, things like film scores, and I've written two ballets, the two most successful ballets for the Sydney Dance Company that they ever produced, and so a whole lot of kind of side projects, things like, for example, the I was commissioned to write the 25-minute piece of music leading up to the Millennium, which was performed in Sydney at the Opera House and went out to, I think, about 4 billion people live around the world, and that was based on a song that I'd written called Great Southern Land, but I performed that with Richard Tognetti and the Sydney Symphony Orchestra and Tai Koz, who were a group of Japanese-style drummers that are based in Sydney. So there have been some very interesting diversions, as it were.
Yeah, wow. Well, there's more to Ivor Davies than meets the eye. Now, and God bless Wikipedia again, and what would us radio announcers do without Wikipedia and finding out about you? But it says that you've worked with musos such as David Bowie. What did you do with David?
We had a number one record in Europe, and we were invited to tour. Actually, we had to make a dreadfully difficult decision. We were invited to tour with Peter Gabriel, but we're also invited to tour with David Bowie. And I had to choose between the two, and we ended up choosing to tour with David Bowie on his biggest album. He had a number one all over the world with a song called Let's Dance, and we accompanied him on his European and British legs of his tour, which were amazing, really, because it was in summer over there, and it was the audiences, I think, averaged from between 45,000 to 70,000 people a show. So it was bigger than Ben-Hur. It was a great experience.
Now, are you mates with Molly Meldrum?
I would consider that I was a mate of Molly Meldrum. Yes, we've run into each other, of course, many times over the years via Countdown and so on, and he's always been a great supporter of the band. Of course, he lives in Melbourne. I live in Sydney, and I can't say that I go around for dinner, but after this many years, of course, I would consider that we've been through an interesting period of music together.
So what? Because it was back in 1980 when he offered to be a target for anyone to throw custard pies if your single "We Can Get Together" did not make number one in the singles charts.
That's right. He made some pretty large calls, and I mean, all of his initiative, I must say, and he was very brave. And the interesting thing about it is that Molly was very rarely wrong. In fact, he predicted, I remember very clearly when he'd come back from New York and raved about a girl he'd seen playing in a club in New York and her first single, which was a song called Holiday. And of course, he made the big call that she would be huge, and of course, it was Madonna.
So no chance of a little jump across the ditch then? Maybe a little winter skiing holiday and maybe a concert or something perhaps over here?
Well, there's always a chance of that, because New Zealand's always been our favourite place. It's great to visit New Zealand. I haven't been to New Zealand for some time, so I'd certainly put that on the high priority list.